Hi everyone, it's Helen here in the Black Country Talking magazine studio. Today, I'm joined by Tom, who's got a very unusual hobby. Tom, hello.
Hello, Helen.
Right, well, firstly, if I can just say, Tom, actually, you have sight loss yourself, don't you?
Yes, I am totally blind.
Yeah. Now, do you want to tell us, what is your hobby?
I like going water skiing.
Wow, gosh, okay. So, let's start from the beginning. How did you how did it come about? Because actually, for a lot of sighted people, water skiing is something they would probably never think that never think to try, really. So how did you come to get involved?
I was at home and we get the Active Eyes from the Beacon Centre. And my partner was reading it to me and she seen water skiing at Netherton. And I said, well, it's something I've seen on the television. I've never thought of trying. Let's give it a go. And we went down to the Dudley Water Sports Centre in Netherton. And we went down with a group from the Beacon Centre and gave it a go. And I've done it ever since.
Yeah. So when was that then? How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing it now for about 2.5 years. There's been times when I've thought, no, I can't do this. But the lady who's been teaching me, Karen, she's always said, no, you can. And she'd say, I'm not going to let you give up because I know where you live and I'll come and get you. So it came about, I got to the stage where I didn't think I'd ever be able to stand up at the back of the boat. And she said to me, put your feet slightly further apart. I did that and I've never looked back. It's been great. All the people down there are really friendly. It's just like a little family down there.
That's brilliant. Now, tell us a bit, what's the feeling like then when you manage to get up and off you go and, you know, you're away? What's the feeling like for that?
It's the sense of speed. It's the wind blowing past you and you hear the sound of the engine of the boat. And it's as if you're flying. It's a feeling that it's difficult to describe unless you've actually done it. So if there are any blind people listening to this, I suggest you try it. Yeah. Give it a go and you'll find you'll love it.
Now, Tom, if you don't mind me asking, just so we can tell people that actually this is something that you can do whatever age, whatever your physical abilities. How old are you? Are you quite a sporty person normally?
I'm 55 years old and I'm willing to try any sports. I've done blind football. I've done goalball. We went to a blind sports day a couple of weeks ago. And they had blind tennis there, they had tandem riding, golf. I'll give anything a go. And if I manage to do it, I'll keep on doing it. But if I can't do it, I'll just say, well, it's not for me and I'll try something different.
And what's your favourite then of all the sports that you've tried?
The water skiing, I think, because that's the one I'm reasonably good at.
So do you have to be quite physically active to be able to do water skiing? Or
no, anybody can do it. It's on the video that we did. If you go to the YouTube link, there's a link there for a place called Heron Lake, and there's a lady there and she's paralyzed from the chest down, and there was another lady and she had, she's got another physical disability, and they do it. So I'm afraid if us disabled people can do it, anyone can do it.
And actually, I suspect if you have sight loss, you're not necessarily much of a disadvantage water skiing, are you?
No. It doesn't matter what disability you've got. Once you go on the water, you're on the same playing field as any sighted person, because they've got to do exactly the same as what you've got to do. And the idea is to get up out of the water and stand on the skis.
Now, how long did it take you to actually master that then?
Oh, a few months.
Yeah?
Because it was getting my balance. I was standing with my feet very close together and I just kept falling over to one side. And you do get frustrated with it, but if you carry on and you persevere, you get there. And if I can do it, anyone can.
And what's it done for you, you know, having this opportunity to master a new skill?
I think it's made me more confident and more willing to go out and try different things. And it's really good meeting people as well, because all the people down at the water ski club, they all know I'm blind, obviously, but they don't treat you as if you are. They just treat you the same as what they treat anybody. Mm. And they just let you get on with it.
And have you got any new sports lined up that you might like to give a go, do you reckon?
I'm going to have a go at blind tennis. I couldn't play tennis when I could see. So how I'm going to get on with blind tennis is anyone's
guess.
So how
does blind tennis work?
It works the same as normal tennis. But the idea is you keep your racket closer to the ground. Mm. And if you're totally blind, when the ball comes over the net, it's a ball with a bell in.
Right.
Once that comes over the net, it can bounce three times. And then you've got to try and hit it back over the net. It just sounds as if it's good for a laugh, if nothing else.
Yeah, so maybe we've got the next Andy Murray on our hands, eh?
I shouldn't imagine so. I don't know if I should mention what I'm going to, but I am hoping to set up a blind sports day in Kidderminster.
Oh, fabulous.
I'm going to be talking to a local sports councillor from the local council, and we're hoping to set something up for the middle of next year.
Mm.
And it's going to be the same type of thing as what we went to. So if anybody's got any sports they'd like to try, if you let Helen know, and we'll see what we can do.
Excellent. And if that gets off the ground, do come back and be sure to tell us more about it.
Yes, I will do.
Yeah. Now, as Tom mentioned in there, you've actually done a video as well, haven't you? Is that basically just to promote water skiing?
It's to promote the water skiing and hopefully get more disabled people interested in it.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. And if you look for Thomas Buckley, something on the water. But if you just look for Thomas Buckley, click on there and there it is.
Yeah, now I've watched this video myself. I can tell you it's absolutely fantastic. Very well produced and well worth a look at. So thank you so much for coming in today, Tom, to tell our listeners about water skiing. Tom really wants to encourage as many people as possible with sight loss. Just, I think, to get out there and give these things a go, don't you, Tom?
Helen, it's not just people with sight loss. It's people with any disability.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Come along and try, or go to your local water sports centre, your local sports centre, and just go out and try different things. Because just because we're disabled, it doesn't mean we have to be stuck in the house doing nothing.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom. Thanks so much for coming in. And I hope that some of our listeners take his advice and get out there and give something a go. Thanks then, Tom. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.